Welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast with Jacob Ayers, providing actionable content to help you along your journey to financial freedom through real estate investing. As the premier asset class, real estate has helped ordinary people just like you amass fortunes. The benefits of passive income from real estate investing will allow you to live a life you want. And now, your host, entrepreneur, real estate investor, and apartment deal syndicator, Jacob Ayers.
Hi, and welcome to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, episode 80. You're listening to Friday Fundamentals with your host, Jacob Ayers. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. I'm so glad you're here. Now, hey, before we get started today, I've got a quick little giveaway, courtesy of our friends over at CCT Rentals. I've got some cool Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom apparel. Yes, some t-shirts and other things. I'd like to give you one of these. So if you would, go over and leave a rating and review on whichever platform you're listening on, and then email an image of that rating and review and your t-shirt size to info@jacobayers.com. I'd be happy to send you out some of this cool gear. Now let's jump in to today's episode. This week's Friday Fundamental is digging deep into your reasons why. Now this is episode 80, and episode 80 piques my curiosity with the Pareto Principle, or the 80-20 rule. The Pareto Principle is based on the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto. Pareto, through his research, found an unproportional ratio of inputs and outputs in different scenarios. He first identified this unequal balance of inputs and outputs when looking at all of the land owned in Italy. He noticed that approximately 80% of the land was owned by only 20% of the population. This disparity has since been extrapolated across all types of business, relationships, success, results, and wealth. The 80-20 rule essentially says that 20% of actions account for 80% of the results. That leads me to wonder, what 20% are you focusing on? Which 20% of actions provide 80% of your results? Now, we recently talked about the importance of your reasons why, but today I want to dig a bit deeper and really get into what your reasons why are, because I believe those reasons make up the foundation of that 20%. By now, we've iterated the importance of having strong reasons why. But have you truly thought about your reasons why? These are the reasons why you're doing whatever it is you are. That could be your job, your hobby, your side hustles, clubs, sports, education, volunteering, anything. But for the sake of conversation, we'll call this your thing. Now, are you doing your thing because you're financially motivated? If so, that's great. Everyone needs income. In fact, it's your responsibility to earn money and provide for yourself, your family, and eventually, yes, others. Now, are you doing your thing for recognition from others? It feels good to be recognized, especially by people you respect. Are you doing your thing because it brings you self-fulfillment? This is a great reason why. After all, it's your life and you should do what brings you joy. Are you doing your thing because you want to help others? Awesome! People like you are a scarcity in this world and we need more of you. But let's get even more specific here. Are you doing your thing because you grew up afraid of money and don't want your children to do the same? Are you doing your thing because a stranger once did something for you that changed your life and inspired you to continue doing things for others? Are you doing your thing because you've always been told you couldn't do whatever it is you wanted? Now, everyone will have different reasons why that drive them. The first step is to identify them, then use those reasons why as a fuel to your fire. Your reasons why will build the foundation to your 20%. And with enough work, will account for 80% of your success. That wraps up this week's episode of Friday Fundamentals. I hope you enjoyed this show. If so, leave me a rating and review. And don't forget, email a picture of that rating and review to info@jacobayers.com, and I'll personally mail you out a free gift. As always, if you have any questions or comments or want to hear something or someone specific on the show, reach out to me. You can contact me at www.jacobayers.com/contact or connect with me on Facebook at The Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom. Till next week, signing off, I'm your host, Jacob Ayers.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom podcast, providing you actionable content to build your real estate empire. Nothing on this show should be considered specific, personal, or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, financial, or business professional for personal advice. The opinions of guests are their own. Information is not guaranteed. All investment strategies have a potential for profit or loss. The host is operating on behalf of the Real Estate Way to Wealth and Freedom, LLC, exclusively.